Let's now look at the rest of the habits that we need to cultivate within us to enhance and maintain self-esteem within our families. Just a reminder that the letters that I've read are really in association with the contemplation on the beautiful qualities of your children, so you hold them. So remember, what is written down will always remain, otherwise these moments go past. The next one is to be able to teach children through your example to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to use all the means possible, physically, mentally, emotionally and spiritually, to get to their full potential. And as I said before, children watch by example. When you are in trouble, when you are ill, when there is a problem, do you resort to dua? Do you do your best, or do you sit down in despair? To be able to teach children those things that give you the strength to carry on, those visualizations that you have in your mind, to continually talk to them about it, is something that we need to cultivate. It's not keeping ourselves to ourselves. It's being able to share with our children those things that raise us too. The next thing is to have quiet times. Times when you can reflect as a parent. To look back at a week, always in a week or in a day, to have a little bit of time out to sit back and reflect. Where did I go wrong last week? We will go wrong. We're human beings. We will make mistakes. We're learners. We learn through our mistakes. But then to be able to correct them and move forward enhances the self-esteem, not in yourself, but also in your children as well. And if you've made a genuine mistake, then even to go up to a child and say, "I'm sorry I shouted at you last week. I was a little upset because something went wrong somewhere else in my life." It's good to do that. To be able to laugh and play with children. To enjoy the little things in children's lives. I have a young daughter who's 4, and many times she will ask to play pretend play. And although it may seem very childish, it's a lot of fun. She tells me, "I'll be the mommy now and you be the baby." And it's wonderful. It lightens me up. It teaches me so much. And I see her doing exactly what I do to her. And it shows me how much she picks up subconsciously. Learn to live thankfully. Focus on what you have rather than what you don't have. And thank Him continuously. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that the more you thank Him, لَعَزِدَّنَّكُمْ, I will increase for you. You know, all you have to do sometimes is look below you. There's a wonderful anecdote that I remember that always stands out about a woman who couldn't have children. And then she had a child after many, many years. And when her child was only 7 months old, he died. She goes up to the priest of her village and she says, "You can do anything. You are a man of God. Bring my child back to life." And the priest said, "I'd like you to go to every house in the village and find out about their troubles. If their troubles are less than your troubles, then know that your child will come alive." And she knocks on every door of the village. She was the wife of the king of the village. And she knocks on every door and she asks each household about the grief, the hurt, the problems they've had. In the morning she comes back to the priest and she says, "Here, take my child, bury him. For when I heard what everybody else had to say, my trouble, my grief is nothing compared to their grief." So be thankful for what you have and extend that gratefulness, reflect it to your children. How you are thankful for the first time you see a daffodil in spring. Thankful for the little things. And it's amazing the difference it makes in your households. Keep on progressing. Don't stop where you are. Your self-esteem needs to be enhanced. The journey towards reaching our full potential needs to be moved on. Take a step at a time. You know, there's a wonderful proverb which says even a journey of 1,000 miles began with one step. One step at a time, and you'll make it. And finally, the last two habits. Get support for yourself. You know, in our communities, we don't just have a very nuclear community where it's mom, dad, and the kids. There is support from madrasa, which assists us to teach our children their religious values. We have the extended family, which teach social relations. We have the community, which cares for our children. And we're privileged to be part of this society. If you're not part of a community, make yourself part of a community. We're not competent to do things on our own. Islam is about fraternity. It's about all of us together. Your child is my child. My child is your child. We raise our children together. So get support for yourself for raising your children. It's not easy to do it yourself. It will enhance your self-esteem and their self-esteem too. And finally, don't be so harsh on yourself and on your children. We all make mistakes. The good about everything is to be able to learn from those mistakes and move on. Let go of your judgments of yourself. Remember, our souls, our nafs, do not have a very good sense of humor. They believe exactly what they say. If you keep on telling yourself that you're not a good parent, you will believe it yourself. Make yourself the best that you can. Put 101% in and then hand it over to him and say, وَأُفَوِّذُ عَمْرِي لَلَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. I hand it over to you. I hand over my affairs to you. Indeed, you are watchful over your abd. And know that he will guide you on the right way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be good parents. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاء. Rabb, make me one of those who establishes Salah and my progeny and my children. O our Rabb, please accept our du'a.